Exercise 1. Do you add a story? In this exercise, you become aware of suffering, that of others and your own, and you notice what you do with the experience. First, sit for a little while and ground yourself in your body and breathing. So just feeling the contact with what you're sitting on and the body. Feeling the breath coming and going. And just noticing how you are right now in yourself. And just being aware of sitting here, about to do an exercise. So see if you can stay in touch with the body and your breathing throughout. Then you think of a person who you know is struggling or suffering in some way. Or if you prefer, think of something painful in your own life. So just take some time to bring them to mind and remembering being aware of this person or yourself. And try to feel and empathize with how this person might be feeling, what it is that is difficult. Can you meet this suffering as it is? Or do you add a story, an explanation, or a comment? Just note, kindly and patiently, what you do with the experience. Come back to your body and your breathing. And then return to the person again, their pain, or yours. Can you stay there, breathing with it? You don't have to do anything about the problem or come up with a solution. So just notice if you add something to the experience. So although we all experience suffering and difficulties, they are not fixed and unchangeable. They have arisen due to conditions, and if these conditions change or cease, the suffering also ceases or changes. So if you notice that you're adding a story, you can also not do so. You can choose to stay with what is, and coming back to your actual experience, in your body, in your breathing. notice the tendency to escape, perhaps to a pleasant fantasy. A Buddha or Bodhisattva does not make up stories. They meet experiences and people as they are. They see the suffering. They see the person. But they also see the conditioned nature of it and the possibility of change.